Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the shadow person next door.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we would like to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. If you prefer to write in, do that. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. If you like an ad-free version of the show, you can get that along with advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it there for 3 days free. You could sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and my sister Kathy Gordon is with me today.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good today, actually.
Good.
Dog sitting good for my friend's dog. I got sleeping cats all over the place here. Life is good.
Good. Well, we have to be careful of the fireworks.
I know.
It's about the 4th of July, and
yeah.
My dog is not, he's not horrible, but he's kind of needy when the fireworks start going. He gets nervousy, and he doesn't want to get very far away, so poor guy. I'm going to have to find some, like, Terminator or Die Hard movie to just turn up really loud tonight and tomorrow night.
Kind of mask it.
New rule. 4th of July fireworks. There is no such thing as 5th of July fireworks.
Oh, my people. God, please. How do you still have so much money that all that shit you blew off on the 4th of July, how do you have leftovers?
I know. One time you came over here, I can't remember why, but you stayed the night with me on the 4th, and then we were going someplace. Maybe
we were
our
going
education.
To Chicago. We were going to Chicago.
Yeah, anyway, and so they quit finally, remember? And we were like... Uh-huh. Okay, because the people right next door were really fired, and they finally quit. And then, like, about 3 in the morning, they started up again. Like, I was like, who quits for, like, 2 hours from 1 to 3, and then starts up again at 3 o'clock in the morning? Like, they had to go take a nap so that they could shoot off some
more? Because they passed out, because they were so shit-faced drunk, they passed out.
That's
they woke up, and it was like, damn.
Dude, we still got some more fireworks. Let's go.
Well, we have got a story today, and
okay.
It's about the shadow person next door.
Here's, speaking of next door neighbors,
exactly.
Maybe it was a shadow person that started up again.
Here it is.
Hi, my name is Sandra Dana, and I live in Vancouver, Washington. Hi, guys, by the way. Anyway, my story takes place next door to the apartment building I live at. It was the building I used to live at. Not even but a few months ago. And why I live in there, most people that live in there are over 65. So, and someone made a comment when I first moved in there to the fact that people come here to die, and I just thought that was kind of morbid, but a lot of people have died since the little bit of time that I was there. Anyhow, somebody that lives in there had donated some Christmas ornaments to the building, and I went up there to get them from her apartment and go to storm somewhere else. And I own a wagon, and I had gone down to go get the wagon and came back to her floor in front of her door where I left the ornaments. And as I was leaning over to pick these different boxes of ornaments to stick in my wagon, I happened to see movement and turn my head to the right as I watched, I'm guessing it was a shadow figure literally walk out of the wall and kind of not really slow because he was kind of walking, although I couldn't totally see his feet, and walked into another resident's apartment. And all I could stand there and say was, wow. like for over half an hour, I just kept saying, wow. Because most everybody's had experiences, but just like me, but I've never, ever seen any kind of apparition. And this particular shadow figure wasn't literally, totally, completely black. He was like black and dark gray in different areas, like it was like where his clothing would be. And he didn't have a face or anything. And I could tell basically it looked like a man anyway. And I had asked my friend who lived in that apartment if she had any visitors lately, and started telling her about my experience. And she didn't really care, but which made it even funnier. But I just thought I'd call in and tell you about it and see what you thought. And yeah, that's what happened to me when I was next door. Thank you. I love listening to everything that you guys do. And you guys have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
Well, the one good thing about that is the shadow person's next door. It's not at her house.
True. That is true. But it came out of one apartment and into another.
It's kind of what it sounded like.
So it still could go into her apartment.
But I think that she was next door, next apartments. Like it might have been separate apartment building next door.
You're right. Right.
So I don't know.
It's pretty specific how she described it.
And it's very matter of fact. Like, that's definitely what I saw. And then how do you break it to the person, too? It's always that weird, do you know you're living in a haunted house?
You know, I just don't even do it, right? I just let it go until they finally say something. Like, recently, my son's house, where you and I had both felt something going on there, I just couldn't bring myself to tell him. I kind of had a feeling, I was hoping that they would be moving down the road, you know, into a different house. So I thought, I'm just not going to say anything. If it's not bothering them, I don't want to put ideas in their head. I will just let them live and be more comfortable. And if they're not sensitive, it will never bug them anyway, right? Well, in a couple months, they're saying things like, Mom, do you ever feel anything when you're in here?
Yeah, they reached out to me and they're like, Carol, when you were here, did you get any weird feelings? I'm like, oh, we're having that conversation. I'm like, as a matter
of
fact.
And then you know, with them, it's happening to them. And so they need some validation.
Yeah. But that woman sound like the other woman either shut that down right away. And just didn't want to hear it. That's kind of what it sounded more like, or just was like, no, it's not haunted. And maybe she doesn't see anything, and maybe she's lived there for a while and never had any problems. Or maybe she just doesn't want to talk about that stuff.
And, you know, like sometimes we're all a little concerned that people think we're kooky or crazy, right? And so maybe that's what she thought.
But it's,
you know,
interesting.
Oh, you're one of those people that believes in that, you know, kind of thing. And
you and your ghosts.
Yeah, you and your ghosts. Well, let me tell you, lady, when it does finally happen to you, and it probably will.
And maybe it already has, and she's just in denial.
That could be.
I don't know.
That could be, too.
Well, here's another story that we've got.
Oh,
thanks
good.
For calling in. I appreciate that. Here's another story. It says, I lived with my grandparents as a child when my mother was unable to take care of me. They happily welcomed me into their home and provided me a safe and loving environment to grow up in. Immediately after I moved in, I began experiencing unexplainable things in my upstairs bedroom, but only at night. Children tend to have excellent imaginations, but I remember being truly afraid of my bedroom at night. My bed sat catty corner to an attic, bum, 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 where my parents stored various things from their past travels. And that right there just sets up some creepy ass shit's gonna happen.
Yeah, attics.
And
sellers,
various things sellers. From their past travels, from your yeah. grandparents' past travels. So my grandfather kept his old army clothes, medals, and various military items he brought back with him from World War II. My grandmother kept things from her travels and time in Europe. Throughout my grandmother's travels through Germany, she acquired a set of porcelain dolls, a boy and a girl.
Oh, porcelain dolls. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. This has all the hallmarks. So you're at your grandparents' house. There's an attic, creepy bedroom, and dolls.
I'm just getting this all pictured in my head, and then you said porcelain dolls, and I just went, oh, I'm sorry.
Okay,
it
gets even worse.
Okay.
Here's the next sentence. These dolls were displayed on a shelf at the foot of my bed. So, it continues. I was immediately unnerved by these dolls. Being a terrified child, I would always go to sleep by pulling the covers up over my head. The dolls always sat in a seated position. When I would pull the covers back in the morning, the dolls would sometimes be in different positions, or sometimes even across the room on a different shelf, but always facing the bed. When I would get ready for bed the next day, the dolls would always, in quotes, reset back to their original positions at the foot of my bed. So I don't know if, like, he reset the dolls back there, or if the dolls...
Yeah.
Like grandma went in, it's like, oh, darn dolls, they're out of place again. That grandson.
Or if you just go to school and come home and the dolls are back in the right place.
And assuming grandma does it. So I don't know what
that. Yeah, we'll just assume grandma did that part.
And that they're always, so every time he goes to bed, they're back in their original positions. Goes on. While I don't believe the dolls were haunted, I believe something in the house was manipulating them to get a reaction out of me. There were nights when I would have tug-of-war battles with the covers and something at the foot of my bed, where the dolls were. I would feel the covers slowly starting to pull down, and I would immediately pull them back over my head. If I relaxed, they would start to be pulled down again. These tug-of-war battles would happen until I would fall asleep from exhaustion. In addition to that, the door to the attic space would occasionally open.
No.
Yes. Slowly, with a slow squeaking noise. The area around the door would become darker than its surroundings and slowly move toward the bed. I don't know what exactly that means, but it sounds like kind of shadows or something.
Yeah. Shadows moving towards the bed?
That's what my guess is.
Okay.
Usually, I would have the covers already pulled up over my head, but on some occasions, I would try to watch it until it was close to my bed. On nights when I couldn't deal with it, I would summon up all of my courage, leap from the bed with my blanket and pillow, and set up camp directly in front of my grandparents' door. This is how I lived at my grandparents' house for quite a few years. My grandparents eventually moved to their new home on a 20-acre plot in Alabama. The story continues, and I will write back in with the second half at a later date. Thank you and keep up the great work, Tim.
Wow.
Come
Tim.
On, Tim. Why a later date? Get
I
on
know.
It.
Like, that was a really good ghost story.
But see, to me, he doesn't connect these hauntings with the dolls. He thinks something's manipulating the dolls. My default is it's the freaking dolls. I always think that it's the dolls, but it's
dolls
interesting
so
to me that he doesn't think it's the dolls, and they're those porcelain dolls, that are extra creepy, and they're from Europe. Not meaning that only creepy things come from Europe,
but they're
you know
old,
these are old
probably.
Dolls from when your grandmother was much younger and she's traveling around Europe.
Has anybody mentioned eBay to Grandma and Grandpa? Like they can sell a lot of stuff.
But see.
For a lot of money.
Grandma thinks, well, these are my special dolls, and she's not ever going to get rid of them.
Oh, my gosh. That is
I don't
so
know, but there's also that weird attic thing. So it could be something coming from the attic that's manipulating the dolls. It could be.
Could be. It could be whatever that thing is. You know, like, our mom collected dolls, And for a long time, we did end up, when she moved to a small apartment, getting rid of a lot. But for a while, she lived in this place and she had these doll cases, right? That were full of dolls in this, in her extra bedroom, which is where you had to sleep. And as a grown ass adult, those dolls would be staring at me in the night and it would just totally creep me out. I can't imagine as a child and then having dolls moving.
Because you'd wake up at mom's house and it was like they're all staring at you. You know, because dolls like that, no matter where you are in the room, they look like they're looking at you and judging you. Cool. Like they're super judgy on top of it.
Yeah, super creepy.
So I
can't imagine as a child to have dolls at the foot of your bed and then this whole, like they would move and be in different locations.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep thinking of that attic door opening up slowly like that. Oh, gosh. Anyway.
And I'm glad he had a safe place to stay with his grandparents, you know, and his grandparents took
him in. Semi-safe place to stay with his grandparents.
But I'm sad that, you know, he's been through trauma and now he has to deal with this.
Yeah.
Just a lot.
I mean, God bless his grandparents for being such great people and being there for him. But, oh, my gosh, that's traumatizing.
Right in, Tim. We want to hear more.
Oh, can't wait.
So if you like the show and you would like an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You could go through applepodcast.com, try it 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.